Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Tes. We're on Kuf Yud Chesed Beis. We are about 10 lines from the bottom. Bam Rav Yossi, second word. Miyama, my whole life, lo ro'o koros beisi, imure chiluki. The beams of my house never saw the seams of my clothing. Why? Because they always got dressed and undressed under the covers. No one ever saw. Now, new thing. Amar of Nachman. Tasi li, it should be coming to me. Rashi, we're going to have like a bunch of these. Then Rashi on Amar Aleph. Rashi on Amar Aleph. Go to Rashi on Amar Aleph for a second. Look at the top line of Rashi on Kuf Yud Tes Amar Aleph. Tasi li. What is Kuf Yud Tes Amar Aleph? Tasi li, Yishulam Schari. I should get Schar. So that's a little difficult because we don't do things to get tzchar. The Mishnah Avo says you shouldn't do that. So what does it mean, tasteily? So the Marsha says, what it means is as follows. We know that the way you want to go, that's the path that you're basically given. You want to be a good person? Okay, I'm sorry. From Rav Yossi. I know that I'm not a Kohen, but I never went against my friend. If my friend would have said to go duchen, I would have done it. Even though I'm not a Kohen. Says Tosfos, third Tosfos. Lo yadari ma iser yesh bazar ha'ola l'duchen. Why can't a zar duchen? Im lo mishom bracha levatala. He can't make the bracha. Because that would be bracha levatal. He can't make that bracha. He's not a kohen. So like Hanam Amr Torah Levarach Es Yisrael. What's the problem if you go up there and make brachas? Say bracha Hashem Yishem Recha. Why can't you say that? Says Tosfos. I don't know why. Why it's the big deal? Everyone asks. What do you mean it's the big deal? It's an isser. The Gemara says the Beferish, it's an isser for a zar to duchen. Only a kohen's allowed to duchen. Forget the bracha. The brachos. A zar. What's Tosfos talking about? So the Marsha answers that. Maybe they just wanted to stand up there. What can you stand there? You're not going to say anything. Get the rabbi, the shul, the rav, the gadol hador. Let him stand there. Nothing wrong with that. That's one answer. Second answer, Tosfos the Rashi says, no. What Rabbi Yossi didn't mean to say that if they'd asked me to duchen, I'll duchen. What he meant to say was, it's like an exaggeration. If my friend asks me to go to the moon for him, I'll do it. That's what he meant to say. Right? My friend, an exaggerated thing, of course not going to do it. That's what he meant to say. And the third answer is given by the Taz, which is a very interesting answer. He says, if you know what I mean? My friend told me something I never argued. If my friend would come and tell me, by the way, you are a Kohen, I think you're not, but really you are, so I'll listen to him. I don't go against my friend. Okay? Next. Amar Yossi. Miyamai lo amarti davar v'chazarti l'achorei. I never said anything, and then had to look around and see if the guy I was talking about was standing there. Meaning, I never spoke Lashon Hara. Never have to worry about that. So that's what it means. Now, next, Amar Rav Nachman, Tasili, give me. So what does it give me? So we just said the Rashi said that it should give me my schar. Why is the Rashi over there? That I don't know. Why isn't it right here? The first one, we're going to have like 10 of these. Why isn't it right here? I don't know, Rashi waited 5 and put it over there. Anyway, we have a Duvar Shah says, we have a rule that you don't do mitzvahs to get schar. So what does it mean? It's coming to me. What it means is, that the way you want to go, that's the path you're given. You want to be a good person? Hashem opens the door for you. You want to be a bad person? Hashem, so to speak, opens the door for that also. It's your choice. It's all your choice. So what he was saying was, I chose the path of good. So the natural course of events is, I'm going to get schar. Not doing it for schar, but it's a natural course. Because Hashem opens the door for you. So I want to be a good person. The natural thing is, I'm going to get schar. That's all. Why? The kiyat is gimel sudas b'shabbos. Because I kept 3 shal shunas. Amr of Yehuda, Tasi Li, the Kiyamta Iyun Tfila. I thought about my davening. Very hard thing to do. Amr of Huna, Breda Vishua, Tasi Li Dosagina, Dalad Amos, Begili Rosh. I never went 4 Amos without Tfilin. Without a Yarmulke. Amr of Sheshes, Tasi Li, the Kiyamta Mitzvah Tfilin. I always wore Tfilin. Amr of Nachman, Tasi Li, the Kiyamta Mitzvah Tzitzis. I always kept Tzitzis. Amr Le, Rav Yosef, Rei, the Rabba, Avur, B'mai Zartfei. What was your father very Nitherin? Amalei, but tzitzis. As a matter of fact, Yom Achad one day, Havi Kasalik Bedarga, he was going on the ladder. Ifzik Lechuta, a string ripped. Velonachas, he wouldn't move. Vyasa Kam Delaramya, he wouldn't go down off the ladder. as long as the sitters weren't fixed. Yeah, so Rabbi Yossi Daniel just wonders, why do you have to stand still? If you have sitters that are puzzle and you're wearing them, for whatever reason, they rip, you can't take them off. So why are you standing still? There's no difference if you're standing still or you're walking. What's the difference? Just wondering, what's going on here? So this morning, someone told maybe it was Shabbos. Doesn't seem like it was Shabbos. Doesn't seem like that it was Shabbos, and therefore he couldn't move. We're telling you the godless of his sitters. What was the godless? That once it happened, then he would have moved. What kind of godless? Why can't he move? Something like a yarmulke, I understand he can't walk without it.
Here says that he did not come back down until he had hung another thread.
Right.
So he's...
Meaning he stayed still with apostle tzitzis.
No, because he started to teach the thread before anything.
So why can't he walk to the store and get a new thread? He's waiting there.
According to him.
Exactly. What's the difference? How does it show such godless? It's a good question. I didn't ask it. Rav Engel asked it. Didn't answer it. Amar Baya, Tesi Li, the Chazina Tzurva Mirabanan, when I saw a Talmud Chacham, the Shalim Masechta, and he finished the Masechta, Avidna Yoma Tova L'Rabbanan. He made a Suda for the Rabbanan. Says Rashi, top Rashi, first Rashi, L'Talmidim, for the Talmidim, Rosh Yeshiva Haya. By the way, Abaya was Rosh Yeshiva. Why does Rashi tell you that? Why does Rashi tell you, who cares what Abaya's job was? The answer is, this is not said by me, it's said by the Chodesh Aviv. You see from here that it's the Rebbe's job to make the Siyum. The Rebbe makes the Siyum. Rabbi made a Siyum. Every time one of the boys finished the Masechta, the Abaya, the Rosh Hashiva Haya, he made the Siyum. You hear that? Did you hear that? This obviously is the Makar for Siyums. This one little line here in the Gemara is the Makar for Siyums. As a matter of fact, I have a whole Sefer at home called Abet Siyum, and the name of the Sefer is Yom Tovah L'Rabbanan. Right? He made a Yom Tov for the Rabbanan. That's what's called a Siyum. Okay. The Raya is that even though Abaya maybe didn't finish that Masechta, he didn't finish the Masechta, one of the boys did. Doesn't matter, he still made a Siyum. Why? That's exactly what a Siyum means. It's such a Simcha that other people can partake and enjoy yourself with you. Right? Okay. Amar Rava, Tesli Dechi Asi Tzurva Merabana L'Kame L'Dina. Rava said, I should get Tzchar, because when anybody came to for a judgment, Lo mazigna reishi abeisadja, I would not even put my head on my pillow. Kamadalo mahafcha bezechutei. If I couldn't find the zechus for the guy. Omar Mar Baravashi, pasilna lo litzurba rabban ladina. I wouldn't even be a dayan if the litigants were talmidei chachamim. Why? My time of why? The chavav alai kigufai, because they're dear to me like myself. They ain't adam roa chovul atzmo. You don't see any flaws in yourself. You can't judge yourself. So my chaver, my well like that, I would never even be a judge. Rabbi Chanina mi'atef v'koyapani b'malei shabza. Rabbi Chanina would put on his talis and go out on Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos. Amar, he would say, Bowie, let's go. V'netei likras kala. Let's go greet Hamalka. Let's go greet the Shabbos queen. Rabbi Yanai lovish mane. Rabbi Yanai would wear his clothes. Malei shabza is Erev Shabbos. V'amar, and he would say, Bowie kala, Bowie kala. Here comes the kala, the bride. Here comes the bride. Or if Pincus points out, this is the makar for something called Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? Or if Pincus points out, a true thing, there's no other mitzvah that has a Kabbalah for the mitzvah. There's no such thing as Kabbalah's tefillin. There's no such thing. There isn't even a Kabbalah's yontif. There's no Kabbalah's yontif. Only Shabbos has Kabbalah Shabbos. Interesting. Why? Why? Because Shabbos is special. It's different. Right? What way does it warrant Kabbalah Shabbos? I'm not sure. But the Tanoim already had a concept of Kabbalah Shabbos. We're going to get ready to greet the Shabbos. There's no such thing. We're going to get ready to greet Pesach. There's no such thing. Right? Shabbos is such a concept. Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Ikla Levei Rabba Bar Rav Nachman, Karivu Lei Tzlasa Tzai Tachiyeh. They brought him out like 3 sa' of meat. Amalei, Mihavi Adinim Da Asina. You knew I was coming? This is a surprise visit. So someone gave you a heads up I was coming, you prepared so much. No. Me'adiv lamina. Are you better than the Shabbos? We prepared this for Shabbos, not for you. Ravava Zavan Tlesar Astire Pshite Bisra. He used to buy 13 different meats. Mitlesar Tavche from 13 different butchers to get the taste of each one. Umashlim Luhu Atzinura Didasha. And he would pay for it and leave it by the door. V'amalu, and he would yell to his attendants, to the servants, Asher hiya, Asher hiya. He would tell them, I just brought another meat. Go cook this one. Let me run and get another one. He would keep running back and forth, yell to the guys to get the meat ready for Shabbos. Okay, now we're going to learn different Tanayim and Amorayim, how they prepared for Shabbos by themselves, right? And the Shulchan Aruch says, even if you're a very wealthy person and you have servants that do everything, you should do something for Shabbos. Why? Because part of Kavod Shabbos is you yourself preparing for Shabbos. We've said many times, if let's say the Gadol Hadar, Moshe Feinstein is walking down the street, and you tell him, Moshe, the ball fell under the car. Can you go get my ball? He doesn't have to do that. He does not have to belittle himself and do a Shabbos Aveda for you when it's not on his Kavod. He doesn't have to do, there's no Chiyuv to do that. However, here, you're going to see what these people did. There is such a Chiyuv. Why? Because it's not beneath their dignity to get ready for Shabbos. That's ridiculous. Right? But it has to be pointed out. Unless anyone says that. Right? More than that, even though we generally have a rule that if it's something you could do, that someone else could do for you, there might be a question of Bittul Torah. In other words, you can't put on tefillin for me. Right? But can't you be tovel the kelim for me? No inyan mean being tovel the kelim myself. I don't have a mitzvah for that. No inyan in that. Anyone can do that for me. Right? So maybe then I shouldn't do it. You do it. Let the wife do it. Let the guy do it. Right? The answer is, when it comes, same thing over here. Right? I'll sit and learn. Let someone else go cut the wood for Shabbat. No. They cut the wood themselves. Why? That just still goes to show you the godless of getting ready for Shabbos. We'll have another word about that in a minute. Rav Avoha v'Yosef atakata deshina. He would sit on the ivory chair, umoshiv nura, and he would blow the fire. Rav Anan, lavish gunda. Gunda. Rav Anan wore gunda. What's gunda? The black, dirty clothes that you use in the kitchen. Right? The Tanya. The same clothing that you use to do the cooking, you don't wear those clothing when you go serve the king. Same thing. He would wear special Erev Shabbos clothes in the kitchen, and then when Shabbos would come, he'd get ready. Rav Safra Machrek Resha. Rav Safra would singe the head of the animal. Rabba Malach Shibuta. Rava would salt the fish. Rav Huna Madlik Shiragi. Rav Huna would light the candles. What does this mean? Because really the wife lights the candles? Either it means to lit other candles, or he helped her, whatever it means. What? Well, that's the next one. Rav Papa gadol pesilta. Rav Papa readied the wicks. Rav Chista parim silka. Rav Chista used to cut the beets. Rabba Rav Yosef matzli tivi, metalchi tivi. They would cut the wood. Rav Zera metzatas tzatusi. He would get the fire ready. Rav Nachman beitzchak mekate v'ayil mekate v'nafik. He would carry schlep stuff in and out of the house, getting ready, in and out. Amar, Ilu Maklin Le Ravami Ravasi. If Ravami Ravasi were coming, wouldn't I do the same thing for them? Wouldn't I get the house ready? Vikad Amri, others have the same story, just to change everybody's names. Ravami Ravasi, Makasvi Valayu, Makasvi Naraki. They would be schlepping in and out. Amri, they said, Ilu Iklon Abyochanan, Milo Kasiran Kame. If Abyochanan were coming, wouldn't we do this for them? Okay? Next. Everybody knows this famous story, very famous. Yosef Mokir Shavi. Yosef, we call him Yosef Mokir Shavis, right? He was a person that was very careful and interested in keeping Shabbos very well. Now, I don't know how he kept Hilchas Borer, that we don't know, but we know that when it came to the owning part of Shabbos, he was very special. He was very special. Havehu Nachri, there was a Nachri, Bishabubse in the neighborhood. Davi Nafish Nichsetuv, he was a very rich man, very wealthy man. Amrle Kaldoi, the stargazer said, Kulu nechase Yosef Mokhe Shabbi Achaluhu. Yosef Mokhe Shabbi is going to get all your possessions. What the guy did to deserve that happening to him, I don't know. Anyway, Azal he went, Zavninu Lekulu nechase, he sold all, he's going to outsmart this, right? So he sold all his possessions, and Zavin Behu Marganisa, he bought a diamond, and Osve Bisaina, he put it in his hat. Bahadi de Ka'avar Bibra, when he was crossing over the bridge, Aparche Zika, the wind came, Shadiya Bamaya, and it blew the hat and the diamond into the water. Balaya Kivra, a fish swallowed it up. Askua, they caught it. Aisua Panya Malishapta, they came to the marketplace in Erev Shabbos. Amri Manzavin Kihashtu, who wants to buy some fish? So Amru, they said, Zil Amtuhu, Amtiuhu, Lagabi Yosef Morkeshabi. Go to him. The Ruggles oven, he always buys Shabbat stuff. And anyway, that's what happened. Amtuyin Hilei, Zavnei. They went to him. He bought it. Kara, he opened it up. Askeche be Marganisa. They found a diamond. And Zavnei betleisar elise de dinre de dava. And he sold it for 13 attics full of gold. Rashi does say that that's an exaggeration. Rashi says, Guzma ba'almahu, it's an exaggeration. Kolamahon otek ba'od. It was very, a lot. Anyway, Pagabehu Saba, he met an old man, right? And some say Tel Yahu Navi, Amar, and the man and the gentleman said, Mandi Yosef Shabza, Pare Shabza. One who keeps the Shabbos gets paid back for Shabbos.
Borrowed for the sake of Shabbos.
One who borrowed for the sake of Shabbos gets paid back for the sake of Shabbos. Right? Good story? Okay. Don't we have a rule?
No,
that's not Mekasha. Don't we have a rule that the schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka? That there's no reward for mitzvot in this world? So what did Eliyahu HaNavi tell him? He kept Shabbos, he got paid back for it. Why is Shabbos different?
That
was
2 days ago.
That
what? Somebody goes and buys, not part of
it's not part of his cheshen. That doesn't mean you get rewarded. Doesn't mean you get rewarded. So,
it's the same thing. You
don't. No, you're the shard Rosh Hashanah. How much you're gonna spend?
Right.
So you're I'm given. Your salary's given. So the money you spend on Shabbos is not part of the cheshen. But that doesn't. I think.
Are you getting that money back?
So I don't think it means that the Achronim say it doesn't mean that you can just spend. You know, go into debt. And it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. So this is based on a Ramban, but the Chidah says it, and I saw yesterday, the Bnei Yisachar says it. It's such an amazing vart. What they say is as follows. There's no schar for mitzvot in this world. Why not? By the way, why not? Why isn't there a schar for mitzvot in this world? Good question. The best answer I heard was, let's say someone gives you a check for $100. Right? You're in some gas station in the mountains somewhere, in some little tiny gas. You say, listen, I have a check for $100. Can I fill up? It'll be $50, $60. He'll give me the change. He'll say, no problem, assuming he trusts you. Let's say you have a check for $1 trillion. Someone gave you a check for $1 trillion. You walk into a little tiny gas station somewhere in the mountains. Listen, I'm going to fill up my car. It'll cost me $60. Can you give me the change? I can't change that. I can't change $1 trillion. I don't have $1 trillion in my cash register. Right? The schar in the next world is so great, it can't be exchanged here. Just can't be. That's the best I've ever heard to explain that vart. Having said that, there's no schar for mitzvahs in this world. But there is schar for the hidurim that you do. For the hidurim, for the dikdukim, for the chumras, all the extras that there is schar in this world. You don't have to buy fish every Shabbos. You don't have to do that. All the extras you get paid back. It's an amazing vart. Beautiful vart. No? Okay? Good? No good? You don't like it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you like it. Next.
So what do you have? I mean, in terms of how the expenditures for Shabbos, how much, like, the needs and how, what are you listening
to? So it can't mean that it's without reason.
Right.
It can't mean it's without reason. You can spend on Shabbos without reason. That can't be shot. By the way.
A rich guy going to the store and buying $100 meat and a poor person going inside and buying $100 meat is not the same thing anymore.
Correct. So what I think, what it doesn't mean, so it means that you'll
they're
get...
on scale.
Right, yeah, 100%. So if you spend, whatever you spend on Shabbos, there's a haftacha, you'll get it back. Does it mean you'll get back 13 attics of gold back? It doesn't mean that. I don't know if it means that. Right? Okay.
Yeah, but all these gemaras are saying the schar for doing things.
He didn't say what the schar is. In the next world. Give me the schar because I kept filling. Okay, you'll get schar because you kept filling 100%.
Okay, but you see like this.
So this is the only time we had schar in this world. So the answer is that's what the Shabbos is different. It's not what the Ramban says. They say because it's a hither, it's different.
Which Shabbos is different.
Right, okay. Boy Mine Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Ashir Sher Eretz Yisrael Reb Nahin Zochin. Why were you Zochin to riches in Eretz Yisrael? Hamalei B'Shvil Shema Asrin. Because they give Meiser. Shenemar Aser Taser. Aser Bishvil Shatis Aser. Now, Shibabov Mahin Zoch. What about a bubble? What do you mean what about a bubble? What about the same thing? What about give tzedakah so you'll get rich? The answer is that doesn't mean this haftacha, but aser bishvil tesis aser. No yeshiva is ever going to tell you this vart. Doesn't apply to tzedakah. It applies to meiser. It's only in Israel, right? Aser bishvil tesis aser does not apply to money. Who says that? Everybody. It only applies. Why? Because in Bavel, there's another reason. And in Chutz La'aretz, but Bavel ma'ayin zochin, amalei bishvil shemechaber the Torah. The mechaber the Torah. B'shar Aretzos b'mayin zochin. What about other lands? Amalei bishvil shemechaber the Shabbos. What about, why? First of all, why does Bavel get its own category? That's a good question. And what do you mean other lands because they kept Shabbos? How about Aser b'shul t'siz Aser? The answer is, it doesn't apply to tzedakah. It applies to Eretz Yisrael, only real Meiser, the real Meiser. Right? Like I said, no yeshiva will ever tell you that. But that's the.
So what if you give your Meiser into Eretz Yisrael?
So I think it's only Meiser. Only the Meiser itself, the actual 10% of your earning, of your crops. Right? As a matter of fact, the Yavit says from here, you see from here, there is no even chiyuv of giving Meiser. It's not even a chiyuv. Which I think the Shulchan Aruch even Paskin, it's not a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to give tzedakah. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. Meiser, where'd that come from? It's not a chiyuv. He's even more clear it's not a chiyuv. Okay. The Amar of Chiyuv Bar Abba, Pamachas Nizarachli Eitzel Balabayas Belutkia. One time I was by a guest by someone's house in Lutkia. They viewed the fun of Shulchan Shalzav. They brought a golden table. Masoi, Shisha Sabaradim. 16 people were carrying it. Vesheshes Reshal Shel Shel Kesef. They had 16 chains of silver. Kavuspo, connected, the kairos and plates, the kosos, cups, the ketonios, different kind of cups, the tzeluchios, different kind of plates, kavuspo, were all attached to it. Valav, kol minei machal, v'kol minei magadim, all types of good delicacies and food, ubesamim, kshemenichim osa, when they put it down, omrim v'thil Hashem, v'tar aritzum aloa, kshemesalkin osa, when they took it away, omrim hashemayim shayim Hashem, v'aritzal v'adam, amarti lo, b'ni, v'ma zalchis l'kach, what did you do to deserve all this? Amalo, katsif ayisi, I was a butcher. When we call malcha shahaitza na, anytime I saw good food, amarti, I said, zute le Shabbos. Amarti, this should be for Shabbos. And then I saw something better, I said, this should be for Shabbos. And when I saw something better, I said, this should be for Shabbos. Amarti lo, ashrecha shezachisi baruch hamakom shezachisi lakach. Ah, that's amazing. Fortunate is you that Hashem blessed you. We know, by the way, whose practice was that to prepare for Shabbos? No, not Hillel, Shammai. Oh, Shammai, what was Hillel's practice? Hashem will provide for me. So why is this man passing like Shammai? Right? Or is he passing like Shammai? So there's two answers. First of all, some say that Hillel agreed with Shammai. Hillel agreed with that approach. Personally, I have a different approach, but I'm asking to you. So then everyone agrees to it. Others say that this is not a halacha. It's a halacha. That if you see a meat, you have to save it for Shabbos, eat a better one. It's not a halacha. It's a hashkafa. So halacha, you hold like Bezil hashkafically? You can hold like Bishamai. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. Amalei Kesa le Yeshua ben Chananya. The Caesar said to Yeshua ben Chananya, right? The following story was not invented by Uncle Moshe. It's a real story in the Gemara, right? But they ma tav shal Shabbos zecho no this. Why does Shabbos, the food of Shabbos smell so good? Amalo tavlin echad yesh lanu Shabbos shemo. There's a special ingredient called Shabbos, right? Sha'anamatil notocha. We put it in. You don't really put it in, but it's there. Verecha nodev, and it smells great. Amalo tein lanu haimenu. Can I have some of that? Amalo no. Kol mashamer es haShabbos mo'alo. If you keep Shabbos, then there's such an ingredient. V'she'ena mashamer es haShabbos ein mo'alo. And if you don't keep the ingredient, and if you don't keep Shabbos, there's no ingredient. And this is going to sound crazy, but isn't it true that the same cooking that's done on Friday for Shabbos tastes different than on a Tuesday night? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is true. I don't know how that's possible, but it's true, right? Even if you'll have a fresh challah on a Tuesday, it will taste the same as if it's on a Friday night or a Shabbos afternoon. It just doesn't. Amalei Reish Galuta. What does it mean that Hashem is honored? It can't mean Shabbos because the previous words in the pasuk said the karata l'Shabbos oneg, right? L'kodesh Hashem mechubad. It can't mean Shabbos. What does it mean? So Amarle, the Yom Kippur, it means Yom Kippur. She'ein bo lo achila lo shtia. Amar Torah, the Torah said, kabdeu b'kshus nikia. Even on Yom Kippur, we wear special clothing, we wear Shabbos clothing, even on Yom Kippur. It then says, uvachadato, in what way are you mechabed Shabbos? Rav amar lahaktim. Rav says to eat the meal early. Shmuel amar la'acher. Shmuel says to eat the meal late. What does that mean? So Tosfos explains, but the Gemara itself, it says it in a minute. Amarle, B'nai Rav Papa, L'Rav Abba, L'Rav Papa. Keep going on like us. The Shchich Lan Bitzur V'Chamer Kol Yoma. We have meat and wine every day. We're Zochet to have meat and wine every day. So B'ma Nishaynei. How is Shabbos different? Anyway, we're very wealthy. So we have the same good food the whole week. So what's different? So, Amar Lo told him, oh, Iraglisu Lekdume. If you have your Shabbos meal early, if every day you eat early, Achrua, eat late. If you always eat late, akdume, eat a little earlier. Meaning, do something different to show that Shabbos is special. That's all. Rashi says, second to bottom line, I raglisu lakdume, Rashi says, su'udaschem baboker, the morning meal. Because the Friday night meal, what are you going to do? Push it off? Shouldn't do that. Right? Should eat right away when you come home from shul. You're supposed to eat right away. Well, we'll sit around 2 hours and we'll talk. We'll learn. You're not supposed to do that. Shabbos morning, you could do that. If you normally come eat lunch right away, maybe you should wait a little bit, right? Rav Sheshes Bikaita in the summertime, Motziv Lehu Rabbanan Hechad Demat Yashimsha. He would give the shiur. I think this is what this means. He would give the shiur in the sunlight, meaning to make everyone uncomfortable. Why? So it shouldn't drag on, and people should go home and have a suda. Besitua in the winter, mostly lirabon and hecha dematia tula. He would do bedafka in the shade, where some sunlight wouldn't be a bother in the winter time, right? He would bedafka not do it in the sun. Again, kiecha delikmu haya. They'd hurry home and have the suda. From Zera, mahader azuze zuze derabanan. From Zera would go chase after look for rabanan pairs. Amale he would say from tusa minaychu. I beg of you, lo techal lune, don't be mechal Shabbos. In other words, don't sit and learn now when it's time for the Suda. That's what Rashi says. Amar Rav of Itam Yeshua ben Levi, afilu yachid, even a yachid, hamispalel, erev Shabbos, even if for whatever reason he can't go to shul, tzarech lomar v'yachulu, you have to say v'yachulu. What are you saying v'yachulu? Apparently, in Shmona Esrei. What about the v'yachulu that we say after Shmona Esrei? Why do we do that? If you just said it 2 seconds ago in Shmona Esrei, why you say it again? Why, everyone wonder that? Why are you saying it again?
You have to
say Eidus. There's no rule like that. That's a big myth. But why do you say it again? You just said it. So the answer is, because on Friday night, that's also a Yontif, you don't say Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei. Especially Yontif Shmona Esrei. But it's still Shabbos. So you say Vayechulu after Shmona Esrei. Because you do it once in a blue moon, we do it every Friday night. That's the reason. Right? That's the reason. By the way, why do you say it when you get home? That already is to be out to the family. Say it in Kiddush again, for the third time. Right? Now that idea about saying Vayechulu together with someone else, if you finish Shmona Esrei a little longer and they're ready ahead, there's no makar for that. That's a little bit of a myth. Because it was ages had to be said with two people. The only reason why he's saying it is because when the blue moon case. So what do you mean has to be said with two people? It's funny. How that happened, I don't know. The halacha, people always tap me on the shoulder. Say Vayechulu now. And I always tap people on the shoulder. I also tap people on the shoulder, even though I admit that the Chazon Ish said that there's no makar for it. Yeah. Especially since it really makes no sense why we say it at all. Right? For the 4 times a year it might happen, we say it 50 times a year. Right? Anyway, Minig Yisrael. Dam Rav Nuna. Kol mespal be'er Shabbos v'yom v'yichulu malo v'kasev kiel masa shutuf l'kodesh baruch hu v'maseh bereishis. Right? You become a partner in maseh bereishis. Shenemar v'yichulu al tuk v'yichulu el v'yichalu. We together. We together. By the way, there is a halacha. This is where it comes from. It comes from the following. Halacha is that at home when you say kiddush, you have to stand because v'yichulu has the status of eidus at home by kiddush. So that's a halacha. So everybody stands, some people remain standing, some people sit down. That's fine. But that got dragged back into shul. Right? Amar Belazar, Menayin Shah Dibur Kemaisa, how do you know that sometimes Dibur is like Maisa? Shinemar Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. That Hashem spoke and the world was created. Amar Evchista Amar Ukva, Kolam Espal V'Erf Shabbos. If you dive in Friday night, for Omer Vayichulu, and you say Vayichulu, Shnei Malachi Hashar is Hamalavin Lola Adam, the two angels that escort you home, Menichin Yedei and Al Rosho, they put their hands on your head. V'Omer, I tell you, Sa'avonecha V'chatosecha Techupar, you should be forgiven for all your sins. Why does saying Vayichulu warrant being forgiven for sins? I have no idea. What is that? What's one thing to do with the other? Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Shnei Malachi Hashar is Malavin Lola Adam Be'er of Shabbos, Beis HaKnesses L'Beito. Two angels escort you home. Echad tov, v'echad ra. One good and one bad. Some take out the word one. What do you mean one bad? We're not Christians. We don't believe in bad angels. What is that? One bad. So someone asked me in the morning, what about the Satan? I said, he's not bad. His job is to give you challenges. Right? What do you mean bad? Right? Anyway, g'shabal abeisa, when you come home, umatza ner dalak, they find the candle lit, the shulchan aruch, and the table set, umitatza mutas, and the bed is made, Malach Tov, Omer, the Malach Tov says, Yi Ratzal Moshete Shavas Acheres Kach. Umalach Ra One, Omen Bal Karcho. He has no choice but to say, okay, I agree. Vim Lav, Malach Ra Omer, Yi Ratzal Moshete Shavas Acheres Kach. Umalach Tov, Omen Bal Karcho. And the Malach Tov says, Omen Bal Karcho. Right? This is the Makar for Shalom Aleichem. Everybody wonder, how come in the first stanza you say Malach Yashares? And every other stanza you say just Malachi Shalom. Anybody wonder that? Everybody wondered that. Anybody have an answer for that? The answer is as follows. Listen to this answer. What is a Mishares? Mishares means a servant. So the Malachim are they're the Mishares. They're the servants of Hashem. They're Mishares. Say Shalom Aleichem, Mr. Mishares Malach, Mr. Malach Mishares. When the Malach sees the home of a Jew, he concedes that the Jew is the true Mishares. And he just becomes a regular Malach now. Hear that word? Amazing word, no? The Malach goes, he takes a notch below. He takes a notch, he goes a notch down. He's no longer the Mishares. He starts off being the Mishares before he walks in the door. Once he walks in the door and he sees what's going on over here, I'm not the Mishares. It's the Mishares. Now, presumably, you can be the biggest rush on 2 feet. But you lit Shabbos candles, the table's set, the beds are made, and you get a big bracha from the Malach. Does that seem right? Some say yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. Why? Because that's how it goes. Others say it's an allusion to that doesn't really jive. If you don't deserve to get a bracha, you don't get a bracha just because you lit the Shabbos candles. The candles are a remez to the candle of Torah. The Shulchan Aruch means that you keep the Shulchan Aruch. And your bed is made means you're a pure person, right? You have purity, you have family purity. If you have all that, you get a bracha, right? You
hear that? Also, because if you do that, all the time, it will bring you to.
So the truth is that I was saying this over at the table last night, and my daughter said to me, she's in fourth grade, and she says to me, "But what is every shot? So what happens if 1 week the table wasn't made? So the Malach says it should be like, what happens next week? Next week it is made." So what does this even mean? Right, that's a good question. Right? What does this even mean? Next week it should be the same. Well, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is. So the bracha doesn't mean that, right? It's not a bracha. Next week, you shouldn't have the beds made when Shabbos comes, right? Why? Because you were too rushing. Is that what it means? It's a general bracha. Right? This family is zocha now to brachas. That's what it means. Okay.
So they go around the whole house, or these are the bedrooms right next to the table, right? Like upstairs in the attic.
I don't know.
Talking about the days when you had a one-room house.
Exactly.
Right. Not now. They don't check upstairs to your bedroom, but it was made. It
Amar Belazar. La'olam yisadir adam shulchanah b'erev Shabbos afilu afal pi she'eino tzarech ela kazayit. Your table should be set for Shabbos. It doesn't matter if it's a Friday in the winter when everyone's excited, or it's 9:30 in the summer and it's just you and your wife and you're exhausted. It doesn't make a difference. No, the table should be set the same way. No matter how little, how much you're eating. Right?
And if you don't eat,
why won't you eat?
Yeah. You go to somebody else's house for Friday night. No, why
you set what do you mean set the table?
You only set make sure the house is set.
Your house doesn't mean the house. It means the table.
You set the table. You're not set with if there's a nice table on top.
Correct.
You walk outside for Friday night, your table's not set?
Yeah, it is. My the dishes aren't out.
There's nothing necessarily in the dishes out.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that. You'll see in a minute why it doesn't mean that. La'olam yisadir adam shulchan on matzah Shabbos. You should set your table matzah Shabbos. Afal pi she'eino tzarech el l'kizayis. Even though you're only eating a kizayis. What does that mean? Something called malav malka. Which, right? It says the gra. They're put together because they're of equal value. They're put together here. That doesn't mean what you said. It's of equal value. You have a meal Friday night. You have a meal matzah Shabbos. Equal value. They're both the same. The same memory, the same everything. There's no difference. And we could spend 2 hours on talking about Malava Malka. Having said that, Chamin Matzah Shabbos Melugma, drinking hot water Matzah Shabbos is a good refuah. Pas Chama B'Matzah Shabbos Melugma. Bread, hot bread on Matzah Shabbos, also good refuah. Rabbi Avo, Havi Avdin Le Ba'afuke Shabsa, Igla Tilsa. Rabbi Avo used to make for Malava Malka a calf, either the third one born or 3 years old. Havi achel minei kul yaisa, and he would eat the kidneys. So kigadol avime brei. When avime his son grew up, amalei said to him, lamalach lafsudik kulahai. Why are you doing this? Why are you shechting an animal just for the kidneys? What a waste! Nishbo kul yaisa mali shabsa. So make the animal before Shabbos, and then save just the kidneys till after Shabbos, and then the rest of the animal you could use on Shabbos. None of the waste. Shavku did that once. The Aryeh came and ate it up. In other words, it was a little bit of a zilzil in Matzah Shabbos. You see the extent of being mechaber Matzah Shabbos, right? Again, there's no such mitzvah that has a thing like this. There's such a thing called Ne'ilas Achad, true, but there's no such thing. We don't malave titzis. We don't malave any other mitzvah. Only Shabbos. Wow. Shabbos gets Kabbalah Shabbos, and Shabbos gets a Malava Malka. Only Shabbos has that. You're Malava Shabbos. Some say you're Malava the Nishama Yitzera. Yeah.
119
plus
because we figured out
Shabbos
is not different than every other
one. Right. Where do we go? Okay, where are we up to? Amar Rishua ben Levi. Another famous one. Just they made signs out of it, right? Kolaona Amar Yehesh Rab Mavarch V'Kol Kocho. You see how many Haitian have with all your koach? Karin lo gzardino. They rip up the gzardin. What does it mean called koach? Says Rashi. B'kol kavanoso. With all your kavanah. You don't have to scream. Right? You don't have to scream. Says Tosfos, second to bottom. Pirish, b'kol kavanoso. Tosfos agrees with Rashi. V'chein pirish Rashi. Viri, Omer. Yesh psikta, demaisa, derishmol, berelisha. The kamar hasam, kishay Yisrael, nechnasan, labate, kinasas, of Omer, yeshme, rabba, mavarach, b'kol rum. Mevatlin Xeris Rose. Right? Xeris Kashas. What? Bekal Ram. But they both say Bekal Kavanaso. There are Rishonim that say Bekal Kalach, meaning with as loud as you possibly can. I think the Me'iri, the Ridva, there are Rishonim that say that. Do that too. Oh, they say if you're doing that, it's still say Bekal Kavanaso. Right? Bekal Kalach without Kal Kavanaso is nothing. What's that? It's screaming. That's nothing. Right, so the ikkar is kol kavanoso. You want to shout also? Some rishonim say you can do that. Some rishonim say you don't have to do that. But the kavanah is the ikkar. Shenemar b'peror peros b'Yisrael b'snadiv im baruch Hashem. My time of b'peror. Rishonim de baruch Hashem. Rebchir bar Abba Amar b'Yochanan afilu yesh bo shemet shel avodah zara mochlo. Even if you so bad you have avodah zara in you, you get forgiven for that. Ksiv hacha. The pro pros, the ksiv hasam, ki peruahu. Amar Rishlakish, kol ha'ona amin b'kol kolcho. Poschon lo shari Gan Eden. They open up the gates of Gan Eden. Shenemar pischu sh'arim v'yavo goy tzadik shomer amunim. Al tikim shomer amunim, ela sh'omrim amin. My amin, amar of na'chanina, kel melech ne'amon. And by the way, says Tosfos on the bottom, sarach lahar herbor b'shash omer amin. When you say amin, you should be thinking of Kel Melech Neeman. I don't wash Malach Malka, but I have it every Matzah Shabbos. I sit down and we have some cake. It's the only time I eat cake the whole week. Just Malach Malka. That's my special thing. It's special. I usually don't.
You have any dining room table?
Yeah.
Anywhere?
Yeah. It takes 5 minutes. I don't do that. Those things. But it's 5 minutes, and it's more symbolic. Yeah, you can sit down with a whole suit. I can't. I'm not that kind of eater. And it's not shy for me. But I sit down. I have a spell for 5 minutes. The family knows. And sometimes they join me. Sometimes they don't. That's all.
Some people have admitted to light candles.
Some people light candles. It's all the same. It's all to give it chashivas. Amar Rav Yehuda Berei Dev Shmuel Mishmei Dev Rav. Ein hadlika matsuya el makom shiyesh chilul Shabbos. There's only a fire, a destructive fire, Nebuch, with this chilul Shabbos. It's harsh. Shenemar v'yomosishmu elai lakadosh etiyom haShabbos levilti seis masa. V'itati eish b'shareha v'ochla amarosi v'shulai lo techabe. My lo techabe, what does that mean? Amar Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak, b'shah she'ein b'nei adam mitzuyim l'tkosa. It'll happen in a time when you can't light a fire. When is that? On Shabbos. The fire will come when you can't light a fire, which is Shabbos. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Malav Malka. Siman Shin. Right, it's the last sif in Shulchan Aruch that's not about the Malachos. Well, Shin Aleph already starts about Malachos. It's the last one. Siman Shin. So halachas in Shulchan Aruch. That's some chassidish thing. Halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Amar Abaya. Okay, we're going to read this fast because it's really a lot of psukim. I think there are eight reasons why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. None of them is because of Sinas Chinam. Amar Abaya. Lachar v'Yishlaim el b'shvil shechil abat ha-shabbat. They were mechal shabbat. Shenemar u'mish bosotzai ha'elimu enehem v'achal b'tzocham. That's number one. Amar Yavo, number two. Lachar b'Yishlaim el b'shvil shechil kriyash ma shachar z'arvus. People didn't say kriyashma. Shenemar havoy mashkime baboker sachar yedifu. Uksiv v'yihi kina v'nevel tov v'chalil v'yayin mishtehem v'espal Hashem lo yabitu. Uksiv l'chein gila ame v'chablidas. Number three. Amar v'mnuna. Lachar v'yishlaim el b'shvil shechil bitlo b'tinok v'shal b'yis rabin. They took away the yeshivas. Shenemar shefoch al olol b'chutz. Ma tam shashachach b'shom d'al b'chutz. That's three. Number four. Amar Ula. Lachar b'Yishlaim el b'shvil el b'nei shelo ha'yilehem boshetz panem zeh mizeh. People had no humility one to the other. Shenemar, hovishu ki to'eva asu gam bosh lo yivoshu. Number five. Amar v'Yitzchak. Lachar b'Yishlaim el b'shvil shehishvu katan l'gadol. They treated young people like old people like young people. That's crazy. Shenemar v'yikeim ka'am k'kohen v'ksir basrei habuk tabuk ha'aretz. That was number five. That was number four?
Five.
That was number five. Number six, Amar Vamram, Braid of Shim ben Abba, Amar Shim ben Abba, Amar Yachanina, Lachav Yishlaim El B'Shvil Shalachichu Zezeh. They didn't give tochacha to each other. Shenemar, Hayu Sharel Ke'elim Lo Matsu Mare, Ma'ayel Zeh Mirosha Shalzeh B'tzad Zanova Shalzeh, Af Yisrael Shav Oso Ador, Kavshu Panein Bekarkov Lachichu Zezeh. Everyone put their head in the sand and pretended they were oblivious. That was number six. Number seven, Amar Yehuda Lachar Yishlaim El B'Shvil Shabizu Tabo Tamid Chachamim. They disgraced Tamid Chachamim. Shenemar, Vayu Malivim Malachi Elohim, Ubozim Devarav Umetatim B'Neviav Ad Olas Chamas Hashem Ba'Amo Ad Le'Ein Rapei. Ad Amai Ad Le'Ein Rapei. Amar Yehuda Marav Kamavata Machachem Ein Lo Refuah LeMakaso. Your Mavaza, there's no refuah to your Maka. Amar Yehuda Marav My Desiv Al Tigubim Shichayv V'Vial Tureyu. Who's called Mashiach? The kids. Who's called Neviim? El Tamid Chachamim. Omer Shurman, Omer Rishlakish, Yishom Yehuda Nesia, Eina Olam Miskayim Ela Beshvil Hevel Tinokos Shal Beis Rabban. The only reason why the world exists is because the boys are learning Torah and Yeshiva. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya Didiv Didach Mai. What about me and you? Not because of me and you, because of the kids. So Amalei, ain't a dumb hevel sheish bochet, the hevel sheish ain't bochet. You can't compare the hevel where there is no chet, like the little kids, to me and you. Even though we're great, we have chet. What about the fact that little kids are not mitzvah to learn, and adults are mitzvah to learn? And we know that if you're mitzvah to learn, it's greater than if you're not mitzvah. You hear that, Kasha? It's a very good Kasha. The answer is very weak. So that question was asked by the Ein Eliyahu, and he answers that, listen to this answer. He says, kids are mitzvah to learn. They're just not punished if they don't. They are mitzvah, they're just not punished. So then they're on equal footing, and the kids don't have chetz, so the kids are better. You hear that? Amar Rish Lakish, Mishum Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Ein mevatlin tinoka shel beis rabin, afilu lebinyan beis hamikdash. You're not mevatel to learning Torah, even to build the beis hamikdash. Asks the Maharal, what the kids have to build the beis hamikdash? The little kids. Why shouldn't they go to yeshiva? What they're going to come build? Says the Ragachafer, yes, Kitanim are mitzvah in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's one answer. Another answer given by the Shulchan Aruch HaAsid, he says that, no, we're talking about the Rebbeim. The Rebbeim are potter from building the Beis HaMikdash because they're going to be with the kids. In a Chanami, kids are not mitzvah in that, so the Rebbeim have to go? No, they're potter also. Why? Because that's how great learning with kids is. Listen to the next Gemara. Amar Rish Lakish, Lord Yehuda Nasiya. This is what I got from my fathers. Tosafos brings a raya from this statement that Rish Lakish used to be from, went off the derech and came back. When I was used to be, before I went off the derech, I got the following Torah. V'amalei me'avosecha, from your fathers, kol ir she'ein ba tinoka shel beis rabin, machriv v'nosa. If the town doesn't have a yeshiva, it's not going to last. Ravina amar machriv v'nosa, we put it in cherem. That was, so we had seven reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. There were no people that told the truth. Is that true? No one had truth? Even during the times of truth, of the destruction, people still told the truth. So the Gemara is going to answer, they only told the truth about how much amaratzis they had, but they wouldn't tell the truth about other things. Business, they lied to you. But to say that, I don't know anything, that everyone told the truth. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. So we had eight reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Eight reasons. In addition, everybody knows the famous ninth reason, because of Simas Chinam. Right? So the Chavetz Chaim says, on the first page of Chavetz Chaim, if Simas Chinam was the reason why it was destroyed, then Lechora, Avas Chinam, is the reason that it will come back. Right? So taking that to its other logical extension, if you hold that there were eight reasons, then being Misakin, the eight reasons, will bring it back. So if you be extra special on Shabbat and extra special not being mevazel to mincha chamim and kriya shema, all the eight things over here, right? Yet the Gemara says, kol hamis abel al Yerushalayim roe v'zoche to be rebuilt. So which one is it? Is it fixing avas chinam? Is it being misabel? What's going on here? You hear the kasha? How do you put this all together? So this is what I think I remember what I said. I said as follows. I think I said the following. That it says the Gemara says in Ksuvos, Kol Misabel. If you're Misabel, Roe Vizoche, you'll be Roe, in present tense. How about Yireh V'yizkeh, in the future you'll be Zoche? Doesn't say that. It says it in present tense. Why? Because if the Avelus is in your heart, then the Beis HaMikdash is never far from your heart. Then you're living with the Beis HaMikdash. It's still part of your life. In the present, you'll be Zoche to see it rebuilt. Now, how does that happen? Well, you can fix Avas Chinam, you can fix Shabbos, you can fix all the details. All the details of how to go about having it happen are... So there are eight things over here. And plus, then Avas Chinam, you have nine things to work on. But overriding all the nine is the Avelus. The Avelus is, it's in your heart. And then in the present tense, you'll be Roe to be Zoche. That's the best answer I can come up with. Anybody has another answer, I'd love to hear it. I don't know why you need so many reasons why it was destroyed, you know? That's a little bit daunting, you know? Sin is a big enough problem, right? It's a big enough challenge. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.